Tom's head slammed against the hard cedar post that held up the bunk beds. Fallon thrust a knee into Tom's groin and pushed as hard as he could.
You son of a bitch! I'll kill you for that!
Tom was trying to push himself back to his feet, but as he rose, his left leg went through the busted floor. Tom gripped his leg, spat out blood, and tried to pull it back into the building. Fallon glanced around for something to use as a weapon and saw a shiny brass pot in the corner.
That'll do.
He ran to the corner, picked up the spittoon, ran back, and threw the tobacco stick used chaw and cigarette butts into Tom's face. He worked those big fists against his eyes, trying to paw away the wretchedness. When his vision cleared, he looked up. Tom tried to push himself back up, but Fallon lifted the spittoon over his head. Tom's bloodied face crashed into the floor.
That ain't fair!
A leathery figure leaped from a bunk to Fallon's right. He heard a knife blade being unfolded.
You son of a whore!
The figure came at Fallon. The blade fell to the floor. Fallon kicked the knife away. The convict fell into a heap. Turning, Fallon saw that Tom had managed to free himself. Fallon threw the spittoon underhanded. The rolling spittoon hit Tom's feet, and he landed hard between two bunks. As he tried to push himself up, Fallon leaped and braced his arms on the top bunks as the occupants jumped down. Fallon brought both legs down into Tom's face, then fell himself. Fallon rolled over, jumped up, and looked at Tom. Tom wasn't moving anymore. He was bleeding, but still breathing. Fallon turned around to check on the man who had opened the knife. He had regained consciousness and pulled himself into a ball like a newborn baby.
Anybody else want to take a hand?
In answer, the front door of the shack was jerked open.
Which one of you yellow bellies thinks he can ruin my supper party?
Fallon saw the figure silhouetted in the doorway. Torches flared behind the man. A guard, at least Fallon assumed it was a guard, ran up behind him with a lantern. By the time Fallon's eyes had adjusted to the new light, every one of the men in the bunks had pulled the covers up over their heads.
Well?
The man stared directly at Fallon. He figured he had no choice. He pointed at the man who still lay curled up in a ball and quivering on the floor.
Him.
Josiah Jonathan Justice glanced at the man, then back at Fallon.
I dare say.
His suit was white. His shirt was white underneath a white vest. Even the tie was white. The buttons, on shirt, jacket, and vest, were mother of pearl. His well-groomed mustache and goatee, hair, sideburns, and eyebrows were also white.
Too bad all that white doesn't include his soul.